is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Sam Litzinger. President Trump has used part of his 4th of July speech in Washington, D.C. to denounce those taking part in the Black Lives Matter demonstration. He says people tearing down Confederate statues are making a mistake.
You are dishonoring their great legacy and their memory by insisting that they fought for racism and they fought for oppression. They didn't fight for those things. They fought for the exact opposite.
Most historians say that's simply wrong. CBS News correspondent Nicole Killian.
Here on the South Lawn, the White House says it's observing social distancing by spacing apart seats, providing hand sanitizer and masks at tonight's tribute. Guests include frontline workers as well as members of the military and their families.
Austin, Texas Mayor Steve Adler says he's glad Governor Greg Abbott has finally realized that wearing masks to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus is the right thing to do.
What happens when the governor is not only saying we should all be wearing masks, but actually making it mandatory? There's a difference. We can see the behavior change. So we lost time, but I'm at least happy that it's now back to where it was.
West Virginia Republican Governor Jim Justice says residents should prepare for a mandatory face mask order as the state's new coronavirus cases rise to their highest level since the pandemic began. WHPTV reporter Karina Chung says 4th of July celebrations in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania were carefully choreographed to keep people apart.
Anyone coming in for the food trucks and fireworks event are required to wear a mask while checking out the food. Cones marking every 6 feet down the parking lot to help people manage social distancing while in line. Now, the event started at noon, and vendors tell me there have been a steady stream of people. I caught up with the stand manager with Sherry's Crab Cakes, which is based out of Camp Hill, about what it meant for them to be part of the event despite going through a pandemic.
Most of them are canceling until next year. And it's tough. It's tough for a mobile concession business like us.
The weekly Kansas newspapers posted a cartoon on its Facebook page likening the governor's order requiring people to wear masks in public to the murder of millions of Jews during the Holocaust. The Anderson County Review's editor and publisher is chairman of the Anderson County Republican Party. The cartoon depicts Governor Laura Kelly wearing a mask with the Jewish Star of David on it next to a drawing of people being loaded onto train cars. Its caption ends with "Step onto the cattle car." This is CBS News.
Let's start this weekend at the White House.
From Washington to the world.
Correspondent Steve Futterman is in New Zealand.
Catch the CBS News Weekend Roundup on the radio and online.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
So I just finished a full Ironman event, which is a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, and a full marathon, which is 26.2 miles. And that brings my total to 4 Ironman events and a full marathon just in the past 12 months. An important factor for me is recovery because a couple of those events have been back-to-back. I can exercise as much as I want, but I need to be able to recover as well. Balance of Nature is the most natural form of fuel that I can get on a race. It's helping me to be able to push my body to the limits.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code FRUITS.
KOVR-TV reporter Anna Giles on fireworks in Folsom, California.
The skies over Folsom, among the only lit up legally this 4th of July, a socially distant show.
Happy Independence Day!
Amid a countywide spike in coronavirus cases.
We actually chose to come to this event because it was like designed to be socially distanced.
The event sold out long before it started. More than 1,000 cars filled with eager families funneled in with pandemic logistics in place.
But we really had to get out of the box. That's what we had to do. We had to get
like
out of the box.
Six feet out of the box.
Family members heading to a wedding in central Nebraska stopped at a two-vehicle accident to help before making it to the nuptials. The mother of the bride says giving aid in a long gown was no big deal for her daughter. She's an ER nurse. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.